Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 51. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." Have people made it tough for you to trust anyone? Perhaps your friends have betrayed you. Maybe your parents didn't follow through on their promises. Have your coworkers or bosses ever lied to you? Fake news makes us question media reports, and sometimes we even lie to ourselves. Who can we trust? Jesus told the people and us to trust him. Jesus tells us to trust him when he said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Jesus is the bread of life. Eating this bread, Jesus, was another way of saying, believe in Jesus. Jesus had made big claims about himself. He told people he was the eternal God and the promised Savior. Could Jesus be trusted? People of his day struggled with that question. Some said yes, others said no, and still others just weren't sure. So Jesus directed their attention to the promises about the Savior. Jesus fulfilled those promises. God's word said that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Jesus reminded the people of the miracles he did. The miracles testified that he was who he claimed to be. Jesus pointed people's attention ahead to his death and resurrection. They could wait and witness as he suffered, died, and rose. Through Jesus, they would be forgiven and given eternal life. Could they trust Jesus? Yes. God's word, Jesus' miracles, and Jesus' saving work all assured them, trust Jesus. Can you trust Jesus? Yes. God's word and Jesus' many miracles still testify that Jesus is who he claimed to be, our God and Savior. Jesus died, rose, and lives. Trust that Jesus and everything he said is 100% truth, and trust that through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you are forgiven, at peace with God, and have eternal life. Jesus, forgive me for doubting you and your word. Give me a stronger and deeper faith in you. Increase my trust in you, your word, and all that you have done for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.